Baba Basra, Daf Ayin Vav Amud Beis, page 76, side B. Achim Shecheno, until he either pulls the boat into his property, or he rents the place where the boat is finds itself, and he will acquire it through the Kinyan Chotzer by the Kinyan of its property that the boat is laying on. So if so, that the opinion of Rebbe is that also with Mesira alone you can buy the boat, so why does the Tanakhama say that according to that? So why does the Tanakhama in the Braisa of Rav Nosson over there, the Tanakhama of Rav Nosson, say that you have to pull the Svina if it is the opinion of Rebbe? And the Gemara makes a distinction that even according to Rebbe, Mesira doesn't help everywhere. The Gemara says, Loi Kashi. It's not difficult because we can make a distinction. Kon Birshus HaRabim, Kon Bisimto. The words of Rebbe were only said in a situation that the boat is standing in a water that is in the public area. Because since it isn't possible over there to make the Kinyan Meshicha, because Meshicha does not help unless you pull it into your specific Rishus that is Miuchad to you, Rishus HaMiuchad Asloi. So therefore, he over there, he can be kind of with Mesira alone. But as opposed to in the Braise before in Amud Aleph, which is the Tanakhama is disagreeing with Nosson, over there we're talking about a boat which is standing in a simto. A simto, that is like small streets and areas that are open to the Rishus HaRab. Over there, Meshicha helps. And since that place is designated for everyone to sit there, and on the other hand, there is not a lot of people, the Rabbim is not common over there. Only at the time that the Rishus HaRabim overflows, people go into the Mavois Kitanim, to the Simto. So therefore, that is considered as the property of the one who is standing there to be Koineh B'Meshicha for that place. So since one is able to buy over there B'Meshicha, it's not the custom from people to make the Kinyan only with Mesira alone, and that's why over there he's not Koineh unless he makes Meshicha. So Frag the Gemara, the Gemara asks, B'may Oikim Toloha Bas Reis B'Rishus HaRabim, how did you interpret this second Braisa in a situation that the boat is standing in the public area, and that's why Mesira is kind of according to Rebbe? But if so, Ema Seifa, look in the Seifa, what we learn in the Seifa that Braisa. B'chachomim Aymerim Loi Kona, Acheim Shechenu, Oy Achei Yizkeres Mekoyma. B'chachomim say that he does not acquire it, but with the Mesira, but he needs to make Meshicha, or he needs to rent the place. The Gemara says, and if we're talking about a situation that the boat is Birshus HaRabim, from whom is he going to rent? Are there then owners to Birshus HaRabim that he should be able to rent the place where his boat is standing there? Vesu, and the Gemara continues to ask another question, Meshicha Birshus HaRabim Mikanye, how do the Chachamim say that he's not coming until he is a Moshech, till he makes the Meshicha? Is it then possible, are you then able to koine with a Meshicha and Shuz Rabim? But Abaye and Rava, they both say Mesira koine, that Mesira can only koine b'Shuz Rabim u'b'chotzer she'ena shel shneihem, and in a yard that doesn't belong to neither of them. Since that over there cannot be no Kinyan Meshicha, because by definition the Kinyan is that he pulls it into his property, so therefore the custom there is Mesira, but Meshicha Koine, and Meshicha can only be Koine in the Simto B'chotzer Shel Shneihem, either a Simto and or a Chotzer belongs to both of them. Since that the Simto is designated for those who stand there, so in that time that the seller and the buyer are there, that's considered like the yard of both of them, and then it helps Meshicha because it's considered as if he's pulling it into his property. And raising it, that you can helps everywhere, even in the property of the seller. But nevertheless, what do we see from here? That Meshicha does not help in the Rishus Rabbim. So how do the Chachamim say Hashim Shechenu, if we're talking about the boat standing in the Rishus Rabbim? Gemara explains that we can actually say that the Braisa is talking about the Rishus Rabbim. And the in order to answer the words of the Chachamim, the Gemara says, "Mai Hashim Shechenu namidik Omar." What is the Braisa's intent when it says, until he pulls it? And what does it mean when the Braisa said until he rents the space? So the Gemara says, "Hachi kama." This is what he's saying. Achim shechenem rishus rabim l'simto, until he pulls it from the rishus rabim into the simto, in which the meshicha helps. And the im rishus bailimhu. And if the animal is standing in the property of the seller, lekona achi yiskeres mekoyma, he cannot purchase there, not with Mesira, not with Meshicha, only by renting the place of this of the boat from the seller, and then he will be kind of a kinyan chotzer. The Gemara is finding out now, did then Abaye and Rabba hold like the view of Rebbe Lalocher, that Mesira is kind? So the Gemara asks, Lema Abaye and Rabba, Domri Kerabi, L'chayre, we should say that Abaye and Rabba, that say that Mesira can be kind of Rishus Rabbim, that they hold Lahaloche, like the words of Rebbe in the Braisa, because the Chachamim disagreed, and according to them, a person is not koine until he pulls it into the simta, or till he rents the place of the boat. And the we know that usually the Halacha is like the Chachamim. So how could Abaye and Rava say like Rebbe? And the Gemara answers, Amar Rabashi, says Rabashi, I the Amar lechazeko kni hachinami. It is true if the seller says to the buyer, go, hold on to the boat and purchase it, and then the buyer goes and holds on as the Meicher instructed him, so certainly he was kind of a Mesira even according to the Chachamim. But here what we're dealing with, the Machlokes of the Chachamim is in a way, that the seller says to the buyer, go and make a Meshicha, the boat and buy it. So Mar Sovar Kepeda, the Chachamim hold that the seller actually specifically only wants, he insists that he should buy it only through Meshicha, so that as long that he didn't make Meshicha to his Rishus, the seller can retract. And Rabbi hold that he doesn't, he's just showing him a place that he doesn't care, the seller doesn't care that he's not being koinit, that he shouldn't be koinit Mesira, he doesn't care about it. He's only intending when he says lech meshoichukni to make meshicha is only to draw it. Is only to tell the lekeach that if he wants to, he can already pull the svina to his rishus since he already was koined with mesira. In the braises before, Baba Basra dafayin vav amud beis page 76 on side B. This is the second installment of the page. In the previous braises, we brought down a machlokes of Rebbe and Rav Noson, if the one who is trying to sell, give over, makne a shtar chayv, a document with a debt that he's owed to his friend, that he needs to write him a document of sale in addition for the kinyan of the mesira, that giving over that shtar chayv itself. So now the Gemara brings the views of Amoraim, like who the halacha is, and according to the one who holds that we need a document, what is the exact language of the document that he writes him for the shtar chayv, for the document of debt that he is selling to him or giving to him. Amar Rapope, says Rapope, Hai man bi mezabin le shtore lechabre, one who sells a document of debt that he has on another person, that somebody owes him money, he has a document of debt and he's selling it to his friend. So he has to write him in a different document, Knehu v'chol shibude debay, earn and acquire the document, the paper, and also the debt which is written in the paper. because the halacha is like Rav Nosson, that you do not acquire the debt just by giving over the document of the debt, the shtar chayv, and you actually have to write with this specific language, because if you don't write so explicitly, so then the buyer will get the piece of paper of the document, but not the debt that's written on the piece of paper, without the this writing in a different document. Omar Rav Ashi says, Rav Ashi amrito lishmato kamed Rav Kahana. I said this halacha in front of Rav Kahana, and I debated with him if this is actually the halacha, and not like Rebbe, who holds that it is sufficient by just giving over the shtar choyv, the document of debt alone, and making that will be the kinyan in the shtar choyv. And what I said to him, this is what I argued, time of the cause of lehochi, that the only reason is that he acquires the debt is because he writes him another document. But if he didn't write, so he wouldn't coin it. It's only because he wrote him another document is that he is acquiring the actual debt. But without writing another document, he would not acquire the actual debt, but just that piece of paper in which the debt is written on. This is surprising. Does the buyer need this piece of paper so that he can use it to cover the opening of his barrel? In other words, it's sure that his intent by purchasing this document was to acquire the actual debt. So why should he not just be zoicha just by giving over, by receiving and this be the document, that should be sufficient to get and be kind of the chayv, the debt that is owed. As the opinion of Rebbe, Omar Li, but he said to me, in lotzur velotzur. So Rav Kahana responded that it's true, that if the seller will not write a different document, then the understanding is that he's only giving him the piece of paper alone to put around the opening of his barrel. And the buyer only acquired the piece of paper, because the halacha is like Rabbi Nosson.